Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067, if you'd like to hop in. So, Commanders make some changes to their uniform. You saw the alternates that were revealed yesterday. Spent plenty of time talking about that yesterday and how cool they look. Going back and looking at the 80s-style uniform, which that's what it is because there's no, you know, word mark on the front. It doesn't say Washington. Obviously, it doesn't say Commanders or Redskins underneath there. It's truly a throwback more so to the 80s with the serif font on the back for the nameplate, those sorts of things. So it's kind of cool to see that throwback. But with that change made, what other changes would you like to see? And now, B-Mitch, I know exactly what's going to happen when you open up the phone lines on this, and people are immediately going to... It's opened a little bit of a can of worms, but
well,
I'm curious...
Let's just put some guidelines on it.
Can we go
We're
ahead and put
We're talking about colors... And things of that nature. We're not talking about some name, and because that ain't happening.
No.
Based on what Josh has said and what he's done, it ain't that. So let's not even go there. Let's not waste our time on something we can't control.
Well, and let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room, too, with the Mike Florio thing. That ain't happening either. So Mike Florio recently wrote an article, I believe it was last night, talking about the way that this team is going back into kind of the older era, the way that they're taking the throwbacks to that era with the 80s, trying to go back to RFK. And he wrote an article last night. I'm trying to find the exact article of what it said. It said, Commanders seem to be laying the foundation for potential return to the old name. No, they're not. They're not. They're not going back to Redskins. They're not going to put the logo on the side of the helmet.
And I just said, so... Why are they going back to the area where they used to play? It makes sense.
Yes.
It's not to do anything of old. This is all about new. New ways to make money. New ways to attract bigger events, which in turn makes money. New ways to help out a city that needs vitally and really needs events to happen in their town. D.C.? That's why they're doing that. This is not because, oh, I'm gonna do this to go. If you want to just name a name and go back to that, you could do that wherever you're at.
Yeah, they're not doing all this stuff just so that they can try to go back to Redskins. They're doing all this stuff because that's what fans want. Right? That's how you appease the fan base. That's how you they're trying to tie in a history. Like I don't understand where his idea is, oh, they're doing all this just because they need the ulterior motive to go back to the name. No. Josh Harris grew up a fan of the team. He understands that the name's not coming back. He understands that the logo's not coming back. But the reason that he does all this stuff is he wants it to look like the team that he grew up rooting for.
What is Josh Harris?
He's from the area.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, businessman, yeah.
And everything that he's done makes his business more attractive, more equitable. It gives him more value. That's what he does. This has nothing to do with going back to that. The jerseys coming back, he's heard people say, oh, the white uniforms, they don't match the old color. And I think that's part, he's like, okay, well, we can go back to that. You can't just do it this year, but 2026, you probably could have it for the home games. And, well, most games, because like I said, that white jersey was worn a lot, dog.
So the question I'd have for Mike Florio off of this, because
he wouldn't have an answer for you.
Again, RFK Stadium site, like you're saying, it makes the most sense for this region for it to be at RFK. He points to the uniforms. B. Mitch, I ask you, when the Tennessee Titans wear Houston Oilers uniforms, are they laying the foundation to go back to Houston and be called the Oilers?
No, they just, they're paying homage to an era that they thought was a great era of their overall franchise history.
Exactly. Yeah. So to me, the stupid part of what he's saying here is essentially he's basically saying if they are going to go honor their history, well, what they should have done instead is they might as well fully rebrand. You might as well change the colors. You might as well move the team, all that stuff, because you don't want to honor the history of this team. What the heck are you talking about? This team has a great history, and it should be honored, even if you have to take away the name and the logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. And that's all they're doing.
That's
so
all they're doing.
I think it's a complete waste of time to even have a big-time discussion on this.
Mike has made a history out of this, of writing stuff that is outlandish that nobody else writes. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I have an issue in a way with media today. There's no checks and balances. People get to write and just throw anything against the wall. Let's see if it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody questions them or whatever. That was a point in time when you heard certain people say things, you can say, take it to the bank. Whether you agree with it or not, you know it probably was factual because they wrote it. Today, I don't care if they're reputable people or not. They have a tendency to throw stuff against the wall. There are a few guys today, when they say something, you can say, okay, probably that guy knows something. And also when they say stuff, we go, okay, that's speculation. But not outright lies. Like this here is an all speculative article. This is nothing he's talked to somebody and they say it. Nothing.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. So with the uniforms coming back and hopefully getting to RFK Stadium, what are some other things that you want to see maybe come back for this franchise? We've already said it's not going to be the name. It's not going to be the logo. If you want to call in and say that, that's fine, but it's not happening. So it's just kind of a waste of time to assume that that's coming back. But what are some other things that you want to see? I think for me, top of the list is that RFK Stadium site. They need to be back at RFK. Just plain and simple. And I know that there's some stuff that was coming out, some of the news saying that people were saying, I think the team was lobbying D.C. council members saying, look, we don't want Trump to get involved because then it could get messy. Just find a way to get that thing figured out, and I think you're in a good spot.
Well, let's just say this. The people in the council and the guy, Mendelsohn, who's running it, he knew this was a possibility. He hadn't seen it happen, but he knew it could be a possibility. And at this point, I would say, even if politics is politics, okay? But if you want to save face, then don't. Saving face could be like, let's do what's best for the city. As I stated before, if you had another project that was coming along that could be competing with this, I would understand. But there's no other project. So I don't understand why you're trying to stop something when there's nothing else there that's possible.
The other thing that I wish they could do if you're going to bring back some different uniforms is, one, I would bring back the burgundy look and get rid of the current burgundy look. So just go back fully to what, you know, I grew up watching in the burgundy with the white numbers, with the yellow trim. Go back to those. But I would love to see a throwback to like the 70s style uniforms with the yellow helmet. Gray face mask with the R logo on the side. Give me that with, you could take off the feathers and put a W in the center, and you got the white jersey with the stripes on the shoulders and the yellow pants.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I know you're not much of a jersey guy. You don't really care.
I don't really care because I'm like, whatever I have on when we're winning, people will like.
It's funny. Jeremy Reeves tweeted out a picture of him with all the iterations of this team. He was wearing a Redskins jersey. He's wearing a football team jersey. And then wearing the throwbacks that they just dropped the other day. And someone said, how hard was it to keep this under wraps? And Jeremy Reeves retweeted and said, not hard for real. That wasn't a worry for me. I don't care what uni we roll out in. I'm just trying to win games.
Listen, that is the mindset of players. You know, and I know fans play a vital part in this thing. But if you give me a player and he goes, oh, yeah, man, I was worried about the uniform and I worked, man, look, dude, then you're not the right dude then. Listen, you may get comfortable in a certain one because you may, everybody have a superstition. And you may feel, oh, we win more in this. You think when I put on the burgundy jersey, I was thinking, oh, man, hell, we're going to lose today? No, I was trying to go out there and perform in those jerseys to make people remember the moment. You know what I mean? I wasn't sitting out there caring about the jersey per se.
Yeah.
But if I got on a burgundy one, a white one, whatever, I'm trying to be my absolute best in it. And it's not about, oh, I got to put on this one so I can be my absolute best. No, don't care. You put it on with no, if you put me out there with no number, no colors, just have a plain white jersey and you got somebody competing, his ass better be ready. That's what you want on your team as a player. So,
yeah.
Yes, this is a thing that fans get into and the people that like to you know, collect and market and things. Yes, it's that. And I have no issue with that because that's the mindset of a fan, a fanatical person.
Yeah.
But if the players were really sitting up with all that, I would have an issue with that player in my locker room.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Ryan in Warrington. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Toby, I'm your number one fan. I love you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. Hey, real quick, and just give you, I'll take a few minutes, and with my little background, I grew up in Sullivan, Oklahoma, surrounded by Native country, not too far where Geronimo was imprisoned. I'm a proud member of the Taos Pueblo Native American family out of northern Mexico. I love this team, and to anyone who thinks that old imagery, name, and everything is coming back, it's not happening. I would love for it to happen, but it ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What they did with the uniform change, I absolutely love it. It shows that they actually do care about the past of this team, embracing the true colors and going back to that. But that old Indian, Native American imagery, like I said, it ain't coming back no matter how much we want to. And I would love, as a member of that nation, for it to come back, but it ain't coming back. There's no chance. But what they're doing with the uniform and embracing the past and embracing the veterans of what this team, like B. Mitch and Clark earlier and everybody else, they're on the right path to doing it right. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it,
Ryan. You, man. Thank you.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to George in Rockville. George, what's going on?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why can't we have the logo on a throwback jersey? It's a throwback jersey. Like, the Patriots do it, or they did it. I think the Lions did it. Why can't we have, like, the logo on, like, I know there's, like, the whole political thing, but, like, logo on a throwback jersey.
The reason you can't is because...
Appreciate it, George.
The Lions, the Patriots, and all, whether you agree with it or believe in it or not, they said it was a derogatory term. That's why they got rid of that. And there will be, like the young man that just called, say he wouldn't mind, and there are also some people who will despise it coming back. So when you leave and you do it, the reason that those other teams were able to, because they had an old jersey that wasn't considered derogatory.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. And I think everybody understands that. It ain't just the fact that they went back to an old logo that was something that was okay, you know, like the Oilers, when the Titans do the Oilers, anybody ever said nothing was wrong with the Oilers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never said anything was wrong with most of these names. That is why you can't go back to it. And that's why you don't get it. So
yeah, I mean.
But I think people understand it. They just don't want to. There are people who will never agree with anything if you were to take and absolute prove to them what's what. They won't believe it because people don't care.
Yeah, and even if you do disagree with it, at some point you just got to accept that it's not coming back, right? It doesn't really matter which side of the equation you fall on. You just kind of got to accept that the reality is the reality. The logo, the name, they're not coming back.
Yep.
Alex is in Silver Spring. What's going on, Alex?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I want to say let them go. I'm cool. I'm cool. What's up, B-Mitch? Hey, let them go back all black. And I guess just put their numbers on the helmets, but all black, and go with the yellow face mask. And then I would love to see, like, for Sean Taylor's anniversary, if they can wear have them towels, the 21s. And then since Gabe's on the team, especially this year, if they can let him put tape on his face mask without getting fined, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're saying you want them to keep the black unis or get rid of those?
No, keep them, man. Especially
you
when
want
we go
to be all black, though.
That's right. When we go play Philly, you
got to have some level of trim on the numbers, though, so you can see the difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can go all yellow on the face mask and go all yellow on the numbers on the helmet. And then go with the yellow socks.
But see, that's where I'm at. We got to get rid of the yellow. We got to have gold. Not yellow, gold.
Well, to me, the black uniforms look cool. There's no question about that in my mind. They look cool, but they don't look like my team. They just don't. And yeah. I understand that they're now a part of the history of this team because that Bears game last year, the Hail Mary was in the black uniforms.
Yeah.
So that made it a part of the history. Up until then, they kind of just lost in those uniforms. But it still doesn't look like my team. Like when I turn on, this is a big issue I have with the NBA nowadays, B-Mitch. When you turn on a game, you have to like look down at the bottom to see who's playing because teams are wearing colors that aren't associated at all with their team. When I turn on an NFL game, I should know who's playing within a split second by looking at the uniform. That's not the case when the Commanders wear all black.
I agree to that. I agree with what you're saying, you know?
It's just
especially when, like, some of these throwback outfits, that crap that the Eagles wear,
the Kelly green,
and the crap that the Packers wear, that stuff doesn't even match anything that they're wearing today. It's like the Eagles. It wasn't Kelly green. It was like
the blue and the yellow
ones
with Brian Westbrook back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those, the Packers ones where they were the navy blue with the yellow circle in the middle, those were ugly too, by the way.
Mm-mm.
Did you like the Bumblebee uniforms that the Steelers wore?
It looked like a jail outfit. It looked just like somebody coming out of prison.
I hated when they would wear the pants that were like the terrible, like brown, gross looking. Yeah.
No.
And I didn't.
Some things I'm not going to like. I mean, some people should want to run away from their past because outfit was god awful.
Were you a fan when I know a lot of people liked the throwback look that was like the dark burgundy that the team wore with like the brown pants and the brown helmets and had the different Redskins logo. I don't even know how to describe it. It was like a dark burgundy. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the year we
did you like those?
Well, we wore that, but we wore the white jersey with it. Not necessarily. It wasn't that cute, but it was just something to put on to go play a game.
B. Mitch was worried about looking cute for the game. Did you hear that, Landfill?
I'd say it was something to put on to win the game. It wasn't that good looking. We had a helmet on with nothing on it. I don't know an era ever where this team had a helmet with nothing on it.
You think they should just go back to wearing leather helmets as a throwback?
I think they should have them.
I think
they should have one game a year where nobody has on a helmet. They have on leather helmets. You'll find out that guys won't be using their head anymore.
That's true.
They'll learn to get their shoulders in and get the head out of it.
Did you see the one Illinois, I believe, last year, college football? They wore a throwback helmet where every single helmet was spray painted. Took hours to do it
to look like it was
just like a leather helmet.
That's sweet.
It's awesome.
I would love to have that on my mantle.
That's a cool looking helmet.
Give me one of those.
That's a cool looking helmet. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. With the uniform changes that the team made yesterday, are there any other changes that maybe are nods to the past or just any other changes that you want to see made to the team and maybe their branding, uniforms, whatever it may be? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. 800-636-1067. Alberhauser? I think that's what he said. Alberhauser?
Alberhauser. Hauser.
Yeah. I don't even know. Whatever it is. It's actually Altizer, but maybe I need to change my name.
Oh, I know. He didn't.
Well, again, I'm not surprised that JP couldn't figure out how to spell that. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. With the changes that were made yesterday in terms of the uniforms, maybe going back to the RFK site, there are other changes that you want to see made with this team. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Kurt in Ashburn. Kurt, what's going on?
Good morning, gents. Actually, good afternoon, gents.
How you doing, man?
How's it going, Kurt?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. To me, one of the most iconic things about the team was the burgundy and gold. It's such an unusual color. Everybody else has got the typical black, red, white, green, etc. The only team I think comes close to those colors, which, again, I think are perfect combinations, is USC.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we could have kept the logo, which I liked, if we aimed the team something very new. Neutral, the Potomacs, which talks about a tribal law that Native Americans had along the river. That way you're not offending anybody, you're celebrating them being here. And, you know, it's funny because while all this was going on about the name, Doc was pretty concerned. It was the burgundy and gold. When you say that, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yeah. Doc has said the burgundy and gold.
Appreciate it, Kurt.
For years. Doc has been saying burgundy and gold, I think, all the way back to when I first started playing. Because there were people that would say stuff against it, and I think out of trying to be respectful. And I remember I started saying just skins.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the same thing, coming from this Native Vision event I did with the NFLPA, and I talked to a lot of the people that would come in there. They were actual from tribes, and I would talk to them. I also recall they called me one day and asked me, would I go to one of the reservations? I say yes, but I get to choose them. You don't send me to some place you've already sent money to.
Yeah.
And then say what they said. No, I want to go to one that you probably never heard of and ask the people, young and old, to figure it out. And they never called me back after that, which tells me I wasn't one of the people that you're going to send to a place to push what you were trying to push. I wanted to get a fair assessment and tell you, and I was going to come back and say exactly what I was told. Yay and nay, good and bad. But that wasn't allowed because it didn't fit what they wanted to do.
Some of the comments have thrown in some suggestions. Gold seat cushions. I don't think they're giving away seat cushions before a game ever again.
Nah. Well, I think one of the best moments ever was that clincher and all those seat cushions came down in RFK.
I think they'll hand them to you on the way out. I think that's what they did.
That was fantastic. But that one, when we scored and those seat cushions started coming down, dude, I stood there like, so greatest moments in my sports history, that's number one. Well, Super Bowl number one. Then that, because, bruh, that was
there's nothing
amazing,
like
dude.
Yeah, nothing like that one. So gold seat cushions, because I think they gave away seat cushions for the 90th anniversary. When was that, 22?
And then they...
But they gave them away as you were walking out.
Yeah, because they figured, like, why are we...
They were not, burgundy.
Yeah, we are not going to be having a 20-minute timeout because you can't keep your seat cushions in your hand. You know what they should do? They should put a tracker on it, and when you throw it out there on the field, you get...
They know.
Yeah, know who did it, but nah, that's too much.
I got a Redskins seat cushion, the one that I have Deion Sanders' autograph on, but I'm pretty sure they gave those out at training camp.
There you go. You could have thrown them on the field at training camp. I don't think it would have been nearly as many people, but you could have thrown it on the field at training camp.
Yeah.
I just don't think, I don't think also that they were going to be throwing seat cushions on the field when they're like losing to the Panthers.
No.
It's a little bit different situation.
Yeah.
Someone said wear white at home again. I think that's what you're going to get. That's what all three
the
games
white jersey?
That they're wearing these, the ones they released yesterday, are going to be at home games.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do that.
I tell you, the white jersey was just classic to me. You know, and we know it with white jersey, burgundy pants. And one time we wore, I think maybe once in my whole career, we might have went all white. If I remember correctly.
That started more so when I was growing up. Like Sean Taylor, I remember wearing all white.
Yeah.
Sometimes the all burgundy look. They would break those out occasionally.
On my wall, I think my jersey is set like that.
Are you a fan of the gold pants? Did you like the gold pants?
No.
I like the gold pants.
I didn't like them because they didn't look like gold to me. They look yellow.
Yeah, they're definitely yellow.
Yeah, so that's why. I mean, when I hear gold, I expect gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my colors was green and gold in high school. That was gold. That was yellow. So I couldn't get with it.
Locked on Law says, I hate the black uniforms because black is a Raiders color. I agree. 800-636-1067. Let's get up to Tim and Laurel. Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I'm a first-time caller.
Appreciate you, man.
Mitch, I got two things. One thing, I think the Redskins Nation, we need to come together as a whole and go find that commissioner and tell them, man, they need to go ahead and give you that call for that Hall of Fame because enough is enough. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I grew up in the 60s when my father and my uncles and all of us used to go to RFK. And it was magical. I went one time to the Northwest Stadium. I didn't like that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I grew up in Washington, D.C. And I keep up with what's going on. And all by all rights, the Harrison Group are excellent because they want to put up most of the money for this place. But I think a lot of people that don't live in this area don't know it, but Washington, D.C. doesn't have any money. It's just like me going out here the Harrison Group buying a car, and they pay 80%, and then tell me I got to pay the rent. Once they pay this, I don't have no money to pay for the rest of the stadium. And I think that's what the problem is. They don't have – D.C. doesn't have any money. They didn't receive the money that they were supposed to get from the federal government this year, you know, once the new administration came in. So I think their whole problem is they don't have money. They just don't.
I'll say this, Tim. Appreciate the phone call. Talking about the stadium in terms of money, the Harris Ownership Group is building the stadium. When you look at the way that the money is structured,
mm-hmm.
that's going all towards the stadium. DC's money is spent on around the stadium.
Yeah.
So if he's worried about, oh, they're not getting the funding necessary to build the stadium, DC's really not chipping in much, if at all, to actually build the
what
stadium.
The problem
they're
is
developing
is
around
they're it. Trying to – what Mendelsohn has put out there is that we expect more from it, like what's going to be coming from it. And I think listen, I understand they put up 2.7. I don't know people that puts up 2.7 billion and don't expect to try and recoup their money over time.
Exactly.
You know, that is where I think, but to say they don't have money, they may not have money for certain things. They got money in other coffers to do stuff. Okay. And I think that's the ultimate. They can change it up, but the person doesn't want to. That one guy.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Zeke in Southeast. Zeke, what's up?
Hey guys, what's up? Love the show.
How you doing, man?
Appreciate it, Zeke.
Hey, I'm a native white, born and raised in D.C. Been a Redskins fan all my life, and one of the things I agreed with is the name is never coming back. And my point is, if it offends one Native American, then we don't need to have it. But the thing that really got me was, why change the burgundy and gold? Because like you guys said, not only Doc, but growing up, the other name for the team was the burgundy and gold.
Yep.
And we loved our burgundy and gold. So when they started changing the colors, it's like, why are you trying to erase the history? I see if we were Jacksonville or Cleveland, somebody never won anything. But we have 5 Super Bowls under that label, burgundy and gold. So that was my only thing, changing the colors. I don't like the black uniform. I want all burgundy, all gold, all the time. Now, let me just add, because I live in the ward where the stadium's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is not that they don't have the money. The problem is that they want a better return. D.C. wants a better return on the $800,000 or $1 billion that they're going to put in. They're looking at, hey, we're putting up 25%. We know you're putting up 75%, but we got to get a better return. Building roads is not giving us a return. Infrastructure is not giving us any return on our investment. So that's what I think is going on, guys.
Appreciate
it. That's exactly what's going on.
Well, and I'll say this. When you look at the return on investment, the return on investment is the fact that people will actually go there. Right? Like that's your return, right?
See,
there.
My thing is, when you build roads right now, if you're not building a toll road, you're not getting a return on the road, actually.
Yeah, well, people don't go over there, B-Mitch. So, like, if they're worried, I understand that they might want to make some tweaks to the deal. That's understandable. But if they're so worried about, hey, we need to make sure that we get our return on investment over there, like, no one goes over there right now. So building the stadium is going to bring in so many different people that wouldn't usually be over there. So it's bringing business with it. Chris is in Clinton. Chris, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen, I wanted to just kind of take my perspective from someone who I'm in my early 40s. And for me, you know, the Redskins name represents from the early 90s and before, it's legendary, right? But then when Snyder took over, it became all about everything but football. And I appreciate the Commander's name because now I can talk to my friends about football. And it doesn't have to be about everything else that's going on has nothing to do with football. And so I think, and I hope that they keep this new jersey. I like it. Get rid of the white jersey that they had before and keep the black jersey. And hopefully they make like a museum when they build the new stadium that kind of like Green Bay has.
Yes.
Where they can show our history. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Appreciate it, Chris. All right, man.
Appreciate you.
You know what? That's a fantastic idea right there, B-Mitch. Because yeah. If you've been out to Lambeau, you know that you can go early or Well, I think it's open on game days until maybe an hour and a half or hour before kickoff. But you can go early, walk into their atrium area, and then walk through their Packers Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really cool just to see the different artifacts they have, see the history of the team. This team has history, too. This team was founded in 1932. You tell me they don't have history?
Yeah.
So open up some sort of a Hall of Fame to recognize the history of this football team and this organization and talk about the ups and the downs and the good and the bad that this team has had. But just honoring that history, yeah, I think that'd be a fantastic idea. I co-sign that for sure.
100%.
800-636-1067. Daniel is in Hyattsville. Daniel, what's up?
Hey, man. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. Thank you. I just calling because the jerseys, there's one throwback that hasn't been brought out in a while. I think it was like in 2002. It was like a dark burgundy with like the arrow and like a feather on it, like on the sleeves.
The spear, yeah, on the side with the burgundy. Yeah.
I think that's a nice jersey to bring back.
That's more of the gold you're talking about in that jersey, right, B-Mitch? A little bit darker, more mustard almost.
Yeah, mustard.
Appreciate it, Daniel.
Mustard!
No problem.
Well, what I think is interesting about that, B-Mitch, is I think you can actually get away. So I know one thing that they try to distance themselves from is some of the Native American imagery and stuff because they don't want, you know, immediately everybody, go back to the name, all that stuff. But everyone was speculating that when they saw the pictures from Media Day and Jaden standing in, looked like a stone sort of cutout area and there was a spear there, you could almost make it seem Roman, you know, or something of that nature that isn't tying back, but still is sort of tying back. So I would be interested if down the line, if they do try to bring that back. One more here, 800-636-1067. We got Bleep You Thursday coming up at 1 o'clock. Adam is in Purcellville. Adam, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great, man.
One thing I like the white uniforms, either the white uniforms and the burgundy pants or the all-white. They kind of remind me of the Joe Gibbs era, I believe. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, what do you feel about the W logo? A lot of people think that was a little too, you know, too bland. They think that should be tweaked. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't hate it. I mean, it's nothing like it doesn't pop or anything, but I don't necessarily need it to pop. I like the W more than like if you give me the option to buy gear, I like when it's just got the W versus when it says Commanders on it. If that answers a little bit of your question,
I don't have a problem with it because whether it was the Washington Redskins football team or Commanders, everything was Washington, right?
Correct.
So the W fits for me.
That's true.
Yeah,
100%.
That's true.
Adam, okay. What do you think about it? Do you like the W, or do you wish they would maybe tweak that a little bit? Or
that's the one. I like the W. I do wish they would, you know, because I know when they came up with the Commanders, they said they wanted it to have a little representation of the military. I've seen a couple different versions. Like I saw one version where it had the W logo, but it also had like the Washington Monument in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that before. They've also had.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Had one version. Yeah, and they've also had one where they've had like the military insignias on the side. I think that would be a good option if they can you know do that.
Adam, appreciate the phone call, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
I'm in.
800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, we still got some people on the line, so we'll continue to take your calls.
Let's keep it going, baby.
After you saw the uniforms that were unveiled yesterday, are there some more changes that you still want to see made to the Commanders with some sort of maybe homage to the past, or what would you like to see? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B-Mitch and Fitz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Finley on the Fan. P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. With the change that you saw yesterday where they're bringing back an older uniform, updating it a little bit, obviously took the logo, but for the most part, you see the 80s style uniform. What other changes do you want to see made? What other things would you like to see brought back or some changes you'd like to see? 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Carlos in Severna Park. Los, what's going on?
Hey, well, good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon, guys. Apologies if someone said this because I just woke up. I want the marching band back. And when I mean my marching band, the old school marching band, you know? And I also want them to play the fight song the way it was originally played for. You know, like, B. Mitch, I know you know, you probably know what I'm talking about. It sounds like, you know, a marching band from New Orleans. You know, it doesn't give it a fight song. There's no high tempo, you know. Bring it back. Like, we don't have to say hail to the Redskins. We could still say hail to the Commanders, but just bring the fight song back to where it used to be. That's the biggest change that I would want.
Appreciate it, Carlos. I can guarantee you one thing, though. Regardless of what they do, the majority of fans that are going to be singing the song are still going to sing hail to the Redskins. Yeah. I can guarantee you that's going to be the case. 800-636-1067. PJ is in Reston. PJ, what's up?
Hello?
PJ,
hey,
what's
guys.
Up, man?
Happy day. Happy day. It's a privilege to be on air. Yeah, so I'm going to, you know, I heard the topic and I got my car and I'm sure what I'm going to say is going to make a lot of people frown and everything.
Oh boy.
But I love the uniform. I love what they're doing. Something, and I've, you know, I'm on the Facebook 106.7 fan page, you know, I've all the other pages, you know, I read the comments and everything. Anytime anything happens like this, right, where something is coming, paying an homage to the olden days, you know, you're going to see a lot of comments about bring back the name, bring back the name. And I've mentioned this before on air, but, you know, I keep seeing it more as it's not going away. So I just want to be very clear. I am not saying that people who say they want the Redskins name are racist. All I'm saying is before anyone says that, they need to Google what the name means. The name literally means scalping an American Indian's head as a revenge for what General Custer did. This is what I found researching like the history of the name. You combine that with the fact that the Washington football team was the last team that was not segregated because they had a racist owner, not Jack Kent Cook, the guy before Jack Kent Cook. So you know, the reason why the Chiefs still have their name, the Chiefs is respectable, right? You know, like, if you walk up to a Native American and you call him a redskin, you just have to be such a horrible person. And if you know it's offensive to say to the person's name, why would the people say that? Also, some of these people that say, oh, there's groups of Native Americans that like the name. I went and I looked behind those Facebook groups. Those Facebook groups are actually run by people that are not Native Americans.
Most of the ones that are trying to get it back are not reputable.
Most of those guys are political as hell, too.
PJ, I appreciate the phone call.
God bless.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I think we understand that the name's not coming back. I mean, he kind of laid out some of the reasons that it's not coming back. Because even if, and I thought the Junks did a good job of talking about this morning, the Florio piece, basically saying, like, look, even if it were to be something where politics were to get involved and like, hey, bring the name back. Well, politicians, presidents change every 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And so are you just going to switch this depending upon who's in office?
Your business should not be a yo-yo.
No. So that ain't happening. Aiden is in Alexandria. Aiden, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Toby and B-Mitch? I'm honestly, I'm kind of a uniform nut. Like, I look into it a lot. I know the NFL has certain rules on it. Like, you're only allowed to have four alternate games, two different helmets. So when I saw the reveal yesterday, I was super excited. I think they really messed up with the Commanders' uniforms. It's really nice to see them take a step back and just try and go back to what worked for a long part of our team's history. So I personally keep the ones they unveiled yesterday. Give us a burgundy version next season with the white pants. Do one throwback that I think we wore in the mid-2000s with the yellow or the gold helmet and gold pants. And then redo the black jersey that's more traditional like our old jerseys. And then you can kind of mix and match some of those two, get a lot of the combos in there while still sticking to our team's traditional identity.
Appreciate it, Aiden.
See, the thing about like the black outfits that gets me is, there's nothing burgundy on it.
That's what I don't really like.
So if you had burgundy and gold on it with the black, I can go with that. But it's nothing burgundy.
There's no tie back to the history of this team. It's an odd, like, I get that it's cool. It's kind of in vogue to wear these monochromatic looks, whether it's white. The Saints just unveiled new uniforms yesterday as well. And they're all white helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cool. But again, that's not really the Saints to me. They can do whatever they want. I don't really care what they do. But here, you wear all black. It's not really the team. It's just, I don't know. It's different, and I'm not necessarily a huge fan of it. Let's get out to, how do you say this guy's name, Jeff? Coaches?
Chief.
Coaches?
Co-chief?
Co-chief.
Co-chief in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? I'm listening to y'all conversation. I'm a Ravens fan, but I like the Redskins, too. I like the Redskins old logo. I don't call them Commanders. I like the Redskins logo because I know the history of the Red Man in America. It goes back to William Penn, 1683 treaty. It had nothing to do with racism or nothing like that. It's a coexistence between the European settlers in America, coexisting with the Native Americans, which they call...
You off because we're not trying to do this right now. We're not trying to do this right now.
Nah.
We're talking about other changes. We can go in the history. It's a waste of time. Yeah. Another thing, though, that I just remembered that a caller brought up, to show you how bad the Commanders rebrand was and how bad they screwed it up,
mm-hmm.
B-Mitch, they just literally said, here's the jerseys from the 80s, and everyone's like, this is the greatest thing ever. They didn't even come up with anything original. They're just like, here's the jerseys from the 80s, and everyone's like, holy crap, I'll give you all my money.
Well, remember when they released the rebranded jerseys and they tried to claim that the red was the same shade that it had always been?
Yeah, stupidest thing ever.
And it's so obviously not.
It's not.
I think if it hadn't changed the color, that red, the burgundy, if they hadn't changed it, it wouldn't have been a problem.
I mean, this might be a little controversial to say this, and I'm not trying to be controversial, mm-hmm. but I don't even think the rebrand would have gone as poorly if they literally just kept the same uniforms. Like, people wouldn't, the vitriol for Commanders, I think, so much of it is because when they turned on the TV to watch them the first time, they're like, holy crap, that's not my team.
The Falcons.
Yeah, it looked like it was either the Falcons or the Cardinals.
Yeah, so I think a big part of it is that. Like, that's why I didn't mind Washington football team, was mm-hmm. even though the logo was gone, still looked like the same team that I've been cheering for my whole life.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Shane is on Route 50. Shane, what's up?
What up, Shane?
Guys, how are you doing?
We're good,
man. Doing great, Shane.
I would like to see the W resemble a crown, three-pointed crown, because that blends in with the idea of Commanders.
Hmm.
Okay. I can see that. I appreciate that idea.
You know, I want someone to draw that for me. Let me see how that looks.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Now, I don't necessarily...
We have a lot of people listening to us, artists and stuff like that. Can anybody do a mock of that and send that to B. Mitch and Finley on Instagram?
The only part that I would disagree with that on is I think Commanders is trying to be more of a nod to the military and stuff. And this country doesn't have a king. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think I understand his point there. I do think that would be a cool look.
But there's a command in the branches of the military.
Yeah, there is. 100%.
So, I'm just saying that could be one.
Final call before we get to Bleep You Thursday coming up at the top of the hour. Pete is in Ashburn. Pete, what's up?
Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Good. Hey, calling about the stadium. Whatever they do, they got to have a section where you can stand in it and it bounces like it did at RFK.
Okay. Now, that's one thing I think that they may be trying to keep. Because that everyone that discusses the stadium,
yes,
they always go back to that first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about the stadium? Man, the stands moved. So I believe that's something that an architect needs to be trying to figure out right now.
Now, I got a question.
Appreciate it, Pete.
Was that built like that, or that's just how hyped the stadium was?
I think that part was something that they rolled in there.
Yeah, because
when they shook, it actually moved a little bit.
Because it was a multi-purpose stadium, which was all the craze back in the day, where you could play baseball, you could play football, all that. So you had to roll in like
the bleachers. That wasn't one of the permanent seats.
Now, that being said, there are places that, so it doesn't shake like that. But I believe in engineering, like if everyone's jumping, it is supposed to sway a little bit, because otherwise it's rigid and then could break. I've been to some stadiums in like college football. So, for example, University of Wisconsin, when they play jump around between the third and fourth quarters, that upper deck is shaking. The press box up there, you can see videos of it shaking.
Well, I can just tell you this.
Interested.
Every tall bridge you go over, if it feels like it's moving, because it is moving a little bit.
Yeah.
They can make a damn stadium shake if you got to.
They could find something, I'm sure. Maybe put a bouncy house in
there. On all the seats, like right on the seats, put little springs underneath them.
There you go.
So they just move a little bit. If you get to where the whole stadium could look like it's moving into like a whole wave, scare the hell out of other teams, I promise you that.
I don't know if I want B. Mitch being the engineer of this stadium.
Well, it'll go from 3 billion to 8 billion if you got to put all the springs.
800-636-1067. Bleep You Thursday comes up next. If you are frustrated with anything in the world, give us a call. Again, 800-636-1067. It's Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.